Okay, we're holding on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and here's what we've done so far. We have discovered that there's a three-way machlokas about the concept of Shinui Morphe. When it comes to Kiddush B'Bakom Su'uda, we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When it comes, according to Rav, you don't need Kiddush B'Bakom Su'uda. When it comes to the question of the brocha on the wine itself, we had a three-way machlokas. Well, actually, it's not true. It's three-way when you put all both sheets together. But we have now a machlokas as to whether shinui mokum, when it comes to birchas hanenin, is considered to be a equivalent of hesach hadat. So in the same way, if you stop eating something or drinking something, you have to make a new bracha. So too, if you move to a new location, you're going to have to make a new bracha. So we found that Rav and Shmuel, who argue about kiddush b'makom suda, both agree that you are not yotze with the kiddush in shul for drinking wine in your house. But Rabbi Yochanan said that you would be yotze drinking wine in your house. Apparently he holds shinui mokom is not a problem. Yesterday we brought a raya from a braita to Yufta, because the braita said b'feirush shinui mokom tzorech lavarech. Now what happened afterwards is that Rav Chisda made it clear that the only time that we say shinui mokom you need a new bracha is dvarim that do not require bracha b'mekomam. The pashtus that is referring to anything that requires a bracha, even me'ein shalosh, which is the way the Rashbam learns the subject. I'm sure that it has been bothering you that if that's the case, why did we think that Rabbi Yochanan was tiyuftet? What was the checkmate against Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said wine. Wine requires bracha b'mekomam. So maybe all that Rabbi Yochanan meant was, if you had a shear of revius of wine, so you should koveya your su'uda in shul, then if you go home, you don't make a new bracha on the wine, which is what Rav Chisda said, and which we were ready to accept. On the basis of that question and additional problems in the sugya, Tosfos argues on the Rashbam and says that the meaning of Rav Chisda is benogea for birkat hamazon, not referring to bracha me'ein shalosh, but those things that would be mechayev you to actually bench in your place, and we know you're not allowed to leave, you'll have to go back if you left for benching. Then, if you change your location, you can continue to eat. What's more, even if you were in the middle of a meal and drinking wine in the context of that meal, the meal would allow you to continue to take anything that was coming as part of the meal. It was all part of the original kviyut of the suda. So that in that case you could continue drinking the wine too from the wine of the original meal, because the kviyut is maintained by the koach of the su'udah. Masha ein ken, according to Tosfos, we do not have a basis over here to say that Rav Chisda would have held that wine or a pizza would allow you to eat in a different place if you're not mechuyev in Birkat HaMazon. Okay? Very big machlokas. Has a lot of halakhic implications, of course, beyond our super duper rapid Daf Yomi. But we need to at least be aware, because we're going to have to change the girsa, as you'll see, according to the way Tosfos is learning in a moment. Alright, so yesterday, where did we get up to? Rav Sheshes, I think, was the last thing, yes. So now Rav Sheshes says, echad zeh, tzarich levarech. So it turns out now that we have basically a three-way machlokas. Rav Yochanan seems to hold that it doesn't matter what it is that you've had to eat or drink, you change your location, you do not need to make a new bracha. Rav Chisda says, it depends on whether you are eating something that requires a bracha in place, in which case, even if you change your place, it's considered to still be part of the kviyut, or it's just a light bracha like having a cup of water, then indeed you will have to make a bracha. Rav Sheshe says, doesn't matter what you're eating, you're definitely going to have to make a new bracha in the new place. We have three different shitot, mitzvei. Okay, here's our new daf. B'nei chabura, shayu mesupim lishtot. You had people that were sitting down, and they're drinking now. V'okru ragleyem latzei tekrat chatan o lekrat kala. Now there they go, and all of a sudden on the way, there's a bunch of singing. There we go. And they all run out to dance a little bit with the chosin and kala that are outside. Now, since it says akru ragleihem, it's mashma that they were kavua in their place, because they were had to be oker. So kishehen yotzin, if they're moving out of the room to dance with the chosin and kala, into an im bracha l'mafreya, they don't have to bench, or bracha akrona, depending on the pshat that we learn. So far, it seems to be saying what Rav Chisda said. However, it adds, when do we say this halakha? They had some old guy, or maybe some sick party pooper who wasn't going to go out and dance with the chosin and kala. He continues to sit there having, nursing his drink. Right? So but if the whole party is leaving to join the party, so then kishein yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya, which by the way adds something we didn't think about before, which is that you cannot leave your place without making the bracha, and then you make the new bracha when you come back. It's not only a question of making the new bracha, it's a question of making the bracha achrona on the old thing that you had. So when you're going out, you should make the bracha achrona, kishein chosrin, to an im bracha l'chatchila. Now, let's see why this is a problem. Because since it starts with the words akru raglehem, so minikhtani akru raglehem, michlal, it's clear therefore, debedvarima to an im bracha l'achrem bimekoman askina. We're talking about something in which your location is significant, which must mean that you were in the middle of the type of thing that is koveya, the makam for the bracha. Nonetheless, what does it say? Taima, the only reason that we allow you to continue eating when you come back is because you left a party pooper behind. So in niyach sham zaken ochole, who did kishen yotzin ein tu ni bracha l'mefreya, u kishen chosin ein tu na bracha l'chatchila. It's only in that case that you don't require a bracha before on the what you ate before and a new bracha on what you're about to eat. Suppose there was no party pooper there, then kishein yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya, you can't leave without making your bracha achrona or benching. According to Tosfos, kishein chozrin tunim bracha l'chatchila. Kashel Rav Chisda. This is a problem for Rav Chisda, who says that in cases where you're going to have to say the bracha in location, that there's no problem of continuing now in a different place without making a bracha. Omrev Nachman bar Yitzchak, you are correct. This would be a problem for Rav Chisda. However, this braita is going according to Rav Yehuda. And Rav Chisda does not follow Rav Yehuda Shita, as we'll see there is a machlokas. Mantana Akirot. Who is the Tana that said this braisa about leaving Okaragleim? Rabbi Yehuda. I will show you that there's a machloket. The Tana. Chavirim shayu misubi. V'akrum ragleim lelech lebet haknesset lebet hamidrash. Came time for mincha. Everybody gets up in the middle of the meal. They're going to go down mincha. Kishayim yotzim into an imbracha l'mafreya. Kishayim chozrim into an imbracha l'chatchila. At all. Without any caveat. Without any conditions. You got up to leave. You come back, you can continue to eat. It's Rav Yehuda that throws in this business. I'm Rav Yehuda. It's only if they left some people behind who didn't want to go to Dab Mincha Natural. And so what do you see? That it's only Rav Yehuda Shita that says it makes an afkamina if there's a party pooper someone left behind, but according to Rachamim, it makes no nafkamina, so that Rav Chisda was perfectly in his rights of following the Shita of the Rachamim, and now Hakol B'Seder. No kash on Rav Chisda. But wait, says the Gemara, hold on a second. Note that Taima, debidvarim atunim brachala achrayem demikoman, that it specifies over here that they were okru raglehem. In other words, it's only because we're talking about those things that require a bracha in situ, such as the birka bracha mein shalosh, or perhaps birka tamazon. Only there did the Chachamim say, kishein yotzin ein tu unim bracha l'mafreya, ukishein chozrin ein tu unim bracha l'chatchila. But suppose we would be talking about other things, such as a drink of orange juice. Dvarim she'en tunim bracha l'achrayim b'mekoman. it's mashmir, even according to the Chachamim, will argue against Rabbi Yehuda, they would still agree that Kishen Yotzin, you do require a bracha l'mafreya. You better say your barei nefashot before leaving. U'kishem chosrim, you do need to make a new bracha on the new orange juice. In which case, this proves that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Leimat habit yuftet Rabbi Yochanan. Does this not checkmate Rabbi Yochanan Shita, who says that even if you're drinking, you can go to a new location and continue to drink? Okay, so it is. We already killed Rabbi Yochanan. How many times do you want to keep jumping on him? Didn't we checkmate Rabbi Yochanan once? Yes, but we can do it twice. Let's kill him from the other end. No, this Rabbi Yochanan get out of. Rabbi Yochanan can say, look, it could very well be that the Chachamim would have agreed with me. You know why it said akru raglehem? Because it wanted us to know. Rabbi Yehuda, who claims that you need to leave someone behind, says that even in a davar that requires benching in its place. The Chachamim couldn't care less one way or the other. But it's to tell me the power of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Who's willing to say, even though we're talking about something where there's a strong kviut in your place, it's only because taimad inichu miksat chaverim. Avalo inichu miksat chaverim, kishem yotzin, tu'unim bracha l'mafreya, u'kishem chozrin, tu'unim bracha l'chatchila. Indeed, tanya kavati d'rafkista, chaverim shoyim esubim lishtot yayin. This is a problem for Tosfos Shita, to hold that lishtot yayin is not included in things, and he takes out the words lishtot yayin, because lishtot yayin works out only according to the Rashbam, who holds that every bracha me'in shalosh requires bracha b'mekoman, in which case all that Rabbi Yochanan said was, if you had wine in shul, you'd have wine at home, and then it would be okay. Some kind of problem over here. He takes out the gears of Tosfos. Okay. So chaverim shayu misubim, we could say, like Tosfos, they were having a real suda, or misubim l'shtot yayin, according to Rashbam, va'akrura raglayim v'chazru, ein tzrichin levarech. It says very clearly over here what Reb Chista said. You don't need to make a bracha if you left your location, and therefore you could continue eating, even though there was a shinui makom.
Without leaving somebody.
Right. Okay, we're doing our Vekzach now. Our Amud today is Beis Amud Beis. Our Daf today is Beis Amud Beis. We're still holding. Beis Amud Al. Tana Rabba. B'nei Chaburash Ayun Misubin. Mekidesh Aleihem Hayon. Mevin Lokol Shel Yayin. Omer Kedushat Hayon. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato. Rabbi Yehuda said before that the minute that Shabbos comes along, you're going to have to be mafsik your siddha. You need to say Kiddush. So now the shaila is, okay, you've got basically Birkat HaMazon, so which we have to have a kos for Birkat HaMazon. How do you do it? The first kos, you say Kiddushat Hayom. Then you go ahead and you say Birkat HaMazon. Rabbi Yossi says, well, I understand. Why are you breaking up anyway? Just keep on eating. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita. So, Ochel V'Holech, you can continue to eat. And this is Shita before was Achite Chashek. And therefore, in this case, Gomru, whenever you finish your Seuda, so then the Kosh Rishon of Archalev Birkat HaMazon, because that was your first Chiyav, in other words, you don't have to go make Kiddush right away, you can finish your meal, you can say Birkat HaMazon, and then you can go ahead and make Kiddush. Now, as the Rashbam points out, Lamaisa, if the people wanted to stop the Seudah through Prisat Mapat, and as they wanted to cover the food, and start now to have, instead of a whole other Seudah, so then they would want to make Kiddush, he would certainly be Maida, that in that case, that's even better. I'm not b'chayiv you to finish your Seudah first and say Birkat HaMazon and then say Kiddush. If you're holding by being Mafsi, so then by all means, put a Mapat, say Kiddush, and continue to eat then. He's just saying, in a case where Lamaisa, you finish, so then you would first do Birkat HaMazon, then you would say Kiddush. But it seems that they're both agreed that we've got two separate kosos. Why do we need two separate kosos? Why couldn't we use one kos to serve the purpose of both Birkat HaMazon and the Kiddush? So amai nimrilo tavayo achara kasa. Omer avuna, omer av sheshet, en omer av shteke dushot akosecha. You can't say two separate things on one coat. My time. Omer nachu ma'ir, v'she'en osi mitzvot chavilot chavilot. It's a bizarre. Because you look like you're trying to pile it up. Okay, it's cheaper by the dozen. So each mitzvah gets its own coat of the zechir. The law, is that true? V'otanya hanichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat. Somebody who comes into his own after Shabbat. Mivorech al hayayin. So he goes ahead and he does the Ziyayin, his Or, his Besamim, of course, that's a machlokas, as we'll see in that order. Now, if he's only got one kos, he's going to eat him lavu malka. So then, he waits to use that kos for after eating. And then he can make all of the brachas together on that kos. How's he allowed to do that? I thought, Eino sin mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Eino, it just doesn't have anything else. Fine. Eino shiny, I mean, that's it. There it's not an Indian that he's trying to get do cheaper by the dozen. He has one kos. What do you say? He shouldn't be otsu one of the mitzvot halakos. He only has one kos. So then Eino shinami, let him go ahead and be mashalshuk all of them on it. Of course, the problem is over here, how are you allowed to eat the meal before Havdalah? Because it's mashma, not that you say Havdalah, keep the kos, do the berkat hamazon, and then drink the kos. Because it's mashal shalom kulam. Mashma, the brachas are said even la'achravai, it's also to eat. So, right, before Havdalah. So it's to eat before Havdalah. So the Rabbeinu Nisim says that it's talking about that he had been eating before.
Like the first, like the
right, tomorrow. Which Tosha says that. So, why does if that's okay, why do you say Hanichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat?
He went out to David.
Yeah, so then don't mention it. I mean, it's irrelevant. The point of saying Hanichnas lebeito lechor is that he wasn't eating. That's the whole point, no? So, I mean, it's very strange to say it says Hanichnas lebeito, but it just means that that he went and interrupted his meal. Then it wouldn't be nagei at all. So how can you do that? Okay. So, I mean, there's other questions that we'll see later on in the Nagei over here. So he says a very interesting thing, that when it says that you shouldn't eat, it means for no reason. In other words, if it's shayach to make Abdullah, you shouldn't eat. But if the way to make Abdullah is through having the kos of Birkas HaMazon for Abdullah, so then fine. So then you're doing it in order to have a kos for Birkas HaMazon and Abdullah, then it's okay. I mean, Lamaisa, this is very, you know, this is the whole issue of what he meant when you bring your Mevorach HaKos on the Seudah Shlishi. Mm-hmm. You know, but then by the time you Mevorach HaKos, you're not allowed to eat anymore. It's how you drink the kos. That's the whole question, the different approaches to dealing with that issue.
Oh, there are those who drink it?
But because there are those, well, they shouldn't, but yes, there are those who drink it. There are those who drink it. Yeah, so, okay, ein lo shiny. What is that supposed to mean, ein lo shiny? I mean, what about a yontiv? Yontiv that comes out after Shabbos, okay? You're telling me that a yontiv comes out after Shabbos, ein lo. I mean, the whole point is the guy's preparing for yontiv, right? Over there, he definitely has wine. And there we have a machlokas, okay, about the Seder. How do you say it? So, Omar Rab, Yain, Kiddush, Ner Havdola, Yak Na. Okay, so you're saying Yayin for Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. So you're doing two mitzvahs on the same coast, Kiddush and Havdalah. When you tell me I don't have enough wine, well, you got enough wine for your Seder, you don't have enough wine to make separate Kiddush and Havdalah. Oh, no, it's just the Gemara. It's not talking about the beginning of Yontif, because how come it left out Shechiyanu? Huh? What do you think about that? There's no Zman. Middle of Amar Zman, it's got to be talking about Shvi Shal Pesach. Oh, boy. By the time you get to Shvi Shal Pesach, you have a thing left in the house.
Obviously, I'm not too
this, far of that. This is the last bits. And that's why he left out Zman. So, Mechlal, the Shvi Shal Pesach, and the Komai, the Avi, the Yochalei, whatever he had to eat is gone. Velesley, now he doesn't have anything left. Oh, come on. I mean, Yontif Rishon, where he definitely has. And we have the famous Bachlokas over there. There it does say Zman, right? Yain, Kiddush, Zman, Ner, Havdalah. How do you explain that? You got Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. Rava says, no, it's Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. But, I mean, they're both agreed that Havdalah and Kiddush are being said on the same coast. And of course, we know we do this all the time. Nobody ever came in shouting, wait, they know some mitzvahs. Chavilos, chavilos. Answers the Gemara. Okay, that's because Havdola and Kiddush is one mitzvah. Because the nature of Havdola and Kiddush is that it's coming to separate the Kodesh from the Chol. Yeah. Separate the beginning, separate the end. I mean, yeah, don't call that Osim Mitzvah, Chavilas Chavilas. It's part of the same issue. But certainly, Birkat HaMazon and Kiddush are completely unrelated. Birkat HaMazon and Kiddush, train me, Leninu. For that, unless you wouldn't have a ghost, you wouldn't do it. Fine, very nice. Okay, we have to do a little bit of review here very quickly. And we'll review from Omar, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Otam bnei adam shekidshu bebeit haKnesset on daf kuf amud beis on the bottom. Omar Rav yedayin lo yatzu when they go home, but yedei kiddush yatzu v'shmuel Omar no. Even kiddush they weren't yotzi because you need kiddush brought to besuda. So the Rav, what's the point of saying kiddush at home? Kidei lo yatzi banav bnei beito. The Shmuel, what's the purpose of Kiddush at the Beit HaKnesset? Lafukiyot, Yibidei Chovatar. The Achlu, V'Shatu, V'Ganu, V'Knishna. Also the Shmuel, the time, the Shmuel, Ein Kiddush, Elva, V'Kob, Su'uda. Someone may honor me by the bayit. You have to make Kiddush in a place where you're going to be eating in the same house. But I mean, Chad Beitai, where you make Kiddush maybe upstairs and come down to the living room downstairs. That's okay. Amul Ravana Bar Taklifa. No, it's not okay. Zinin Tzagin, Adakayim, Nakabit Shmuel. V'nachid mi'igo le'agra, and then he went and made kiddush again. V'yav Ravuna sober him kiddush al v'akim suda. The Ravuna kodesh, v'takra le'shraga. So the lights turned off. I lay l'mani le'began le'the rabba b'reid, where there were plenty of lights with the chasana, rabbi shraga v'kodesh. He went ahead and made a new kiddush for Tavim Midi. Alma katsava in kiddush al v'akim suda. V'yav rabba sober him kiddush al v'akim suda yam rabbaye. Ki avina be'mar, when I was learning in his yeshiva, ki avim akadish, I'm like, you guys better eat a little piece of cake here or something. The imu miri, vimanaz, lido lush, pizza, midakar lufu shraga v'lamakach lufu v'beit akila, v'bekidush l'ach, if you don't eat a piece of something, you're not going to be able to my kiddush. V'ein kiddush elu v'makam su'uda. Eni v'om rabbi akol miri demar avi avi kirav l'var mehani klat avi kishmuel, martir mi begad l'begad, madvik b'ner l'ner, v'alach rabbi shimmi b'gerira. Netanya rabbi shimmi nolah gora rabbi mitakisa v'saf saw b'shabbat, v'ovad shalai gaben l'asot charit. No! He only did every Rav's chumrah, but it doesn't mean he followed Rav every kula. We are Rav as a kula. You don't need kiddush work b'suda. So kikula to Rav lo avi avit. Rav Yochanan and Omar, even Yaini was yotze, and there's no din of shinui makom. Was Rav Yochanan time meeting Rav Ganavan or Rav Avayi Omar Petasa Rav Yochanan echad shinui Yain v'echad shinui makom ein tzarich levarech. Means that shinui makom tzarich levarech. Shinui yayin ain't tzarich levarech. To yuf to Rav Yochanan to yuf. Yosef Rav Yochanan gamay Rav Kesef Yosef Rav Yitzchak gamay Rav Shmei Ravuna. Hadi Amr shinui makom tzarich levarech lo shanon lemi bayit lebayit. Avo mi makom le makom within the same bayit is not a problem. Omer le Rav Yitzchak Ravin halki tanina le b'matnita dvei Rav Hinek. Because some say b'matnita de b'bayinak kavate. Okay, let's skip the Ella Rav Yitzchak Ravuna because doesn't mean it makes sense. Su Yosef Rav Yitzchak gamay Rav Shmei Ravuna. Hadi Amr shinui makom tzarich For instance, the krat chatan, the krat kala, any kishen yotzin ain't tunim brachal mafreya, shen chozrin ain't tunim brachal chatila. But v'amed v'oim amurim, shen yichusham zaken echad o chole, avol lo yichusham lo zaken lo chole, kishen yotzin tunim brachal mafreya, kishen chozrin tunim brachal chatila. Now look, man, it says over here akru ragleihem, which makes it clear that v'dvarim atu unim brachal achreim b'mekomen askina. And nonetheless, the only reason not to make a new bracha is time that yichusham zaken o chole. Who the kishen yotzin ain't tunim brachal mafreya? Kishen ain't tunim brachal chatila. But if not for that, lo in yichusham zaken o chole, kishen yotzin, they would have needed a brachal mafreya. U kishen chozrin, they would have needed a brachal chatila. I refuse to hold if it's kavua. It doesn't matter if you have a zaken rechola or not. Amru nachavai yitzchak. Wait a second over here. That's tonim antarakias. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The tanya chaverim shayum esubim v'akru ragleihem leilech lebeit hakneset lebeit hamidrash. Kishen yotzin ain't tunim brachal chatzrin ain't tunim brachal chatzchila. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one that qualifies the statement, and he says b'med var mamaris b'shini b'sham mikzat chaverim. Avoloi ni b'sham mikzat chaverim kishen yotzin tunim brachal mafreya kushen chatzrin tunim brachal chatzchila. So memela, that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Well, I'm mechuyif to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. It says Rabbi Yehuda go like a rabbanan. Okay, but wait 1 second, says the Gemara. Taima de b'divorim hatu'uni brachah l'achrayim b'mekoman shen yotzin eintunin brachah l'afrishen chuzrin eintunin brachah l'chatchiyah. But suppose it would be dvorim she'eintunin brachah l'achrayim b'mekoman, then everybody agrees over here that definitely you'd have to first make a bracha achrayna. When you come back, you make a new bracha rishayna. Then that's keneged Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, so lav miutvina chadazina already. Okay, but name a nami miutavet yufta. I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. Now I can get out of this one. What do you not feel going shame to the bracha achrayna become a nami ain't written in the. So why did it say akru rag lehem? Because it wanted to tell me how far Rabbi Yehuda was off on a limb. And you would think it's okay if everybody runs out to the daven mincha. No, time at inichu miktzat chaverim. Avolo inichu miktzat chaverim. Then you're going to have to make a, you have to bench, and you come back, you make a new bracha. Shen yotzin to nivracha l'afreya, shen chazrim to nivracha l'chatchila. Tanya kabas rukhista, chaverim, shayim yisubi lishtot yai, vokru agrem v'chazru, ein tzirkim levar er. Tan rabban, b'nei chabura, shayim yisubi l'kidei shalem ayom, mivim l'kor shal yayim, vorma l'krishas ayom, sheni omer l'abirkat amazon, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, why? Keep eating, isn't there eight makin? You finished eating, make the katamazon on a coast like a mensch, and then you can go ahead and say kiddush. Shein yom alok kiddushat ayon. Amai, namiut avayu akhoda akasa, omrugun omrugun, because they don't mean shtei kiddushat akos achad. My time, huh? Omrugun omrugun, shein osi mitzot, chavilot, chavilot. Is that so? But tani hanichmasko beitobu motzei shabbat, gevorech ala yayin ala ma'or ala besamim, ואחר כך אומר הבדלה על הכוס, והיא בעינו על הכוס אחד, ונכון אחר המזון, בשעה של כולנו אחריו. So how do you explain that? What's the kasha? Ain't lo. Ain't lo shining. You're in a pickle. You use one? Well, wait a second. Yantar shkal v'yel techar ha-shabbat. We're certainly going to have plenty of drink. V'yom ha-rab, yayin kiddush ner ha-bdola. Well, I know this rab leaves out zman. V'chlad ha-mishri shal-pesach ha-skinan. D'komai da-hadu le-yachalai v'letlai. Yeah, what about Yom Tov Rishon? We got plenty of wine. Amar Rabbi Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Havdola. Rav Amar Yain Kiddush Ner Havdola Zman. But everybody agrees that you say both Havdola and Kiddush. Oh, you're right. But Havdola the Kiddush Chodem Yosehi. Res Birkat Amazon the Kiddush. Trei Bili Dino. And Eino Si Mitzvot. Chavivot Chavivot.